Wonderful morning.
Давайте сразу поприветствуем нашу интернациональную аудиторию.
Welcome our international audience right now, our virtual church. Thousands and thousands of people are watching us right now live on the web, so we welcome them as well to spend this time with us. So, wonderful. You know, this is a wonderful beginning, wonderful testimony, wonderful dance. It's a great bomb, and I believe that God uses everything that He can to save someone again and again. This style, someone can only get saved through this style of preaching, so the Church of the Last Days has to take back everything, all the styles of music, all the styles of dancing, all styles, anything that we can possibly take, Church of Christ has to take it back from the enemy. And I believe that the Lord is raising up these people right now, these talented, creative people, those that can dance and move in creative hearts. Have you ever thought, how, me, with my talent, how can I fit into the church? Listen to me very carefully. In that church you won't fit, but in the Church of Christ you will fit. Amen. True church, God's church, everything is acceptable like this if it's for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. So we're going into the Word. Today, I will continue with the message that I've started. The knowledge of yourself is another part of that series. I've called it the message is called Complete identity. Complete identity or an individual. Have you ever thought about yourself? Is that we're all of us are some sort of lacking in some sort of area? Would we be pain, some sort of lack, some sort of need? If this is not in the body, then it's in the soul. If it's not in the soul, then it's somewhere in a physical infirmity. If it's not in your physical body, then it's you cannot achieve something or someone or some sort of your relationship is lacking. And something like that. No matter who I encounter, a lot of years of consulting, questions and answers, life, I'll say this, that I encounter only, it's including me. I will never say in my life that I'm completely perfect and complete. I also have needs, I have pains, and also I lack things. Shortcomings. So we have to understand, I'm not here to show you your shortcomings. No, I'm here to explain to you. I'm sure, listen to me very carefully. Do not take this message as something like, you know, shallow on the surface. I say this message is for people that go more in depth, that want to understand and come themselves understand God, understand what is me and God together. Who? Why am I created this way? With God in heaven, God didn't have a mistake when He created me. He created me this way for a reason, right? You understand me, correct? Why is it that you say that this isn't perfect? It's not complete. Why? Why is it that someone created this pedestal, created this image of perfection? Who did this? Why? Someone drew this picture, this image of perfection, of being complete, that model that is on the cover. Talk to her truthfully and she'll tell you that there's a lot of pain and destruction and just death. That image that you trying to equal yourself to, it's completely perverted. You just don't know it, that image that's behind the picture. You understand me, right? As soon as you encounter the soul of a person with his life or her life, the pains and the needs, you understand that we're all the same, even if you have a prettier face. Listen. Often I'd ask this question, why is it no matter who I encounter, everybody has discouragement, some sort of pain, problem, battles? Why? Why? God, why? Do not understand His plan, do not understand His, I'll say this, purpose for us. We would always point fingers at God and complain and grumble. Who's to blame in all of this? Who's to blame but you? I'm this way, you're that way, we're all this way. Why? God. Why? And no matter what you try to do with that, you really, nothing works. You notice that nothing works, right? You try to come out from this lack, and somehow it looks like, yeah, you kind of fixed something in the first 5, 10 minutes, month, year. It looks all good. But as soon as you start, you know, continue living, you eventually come back into this circle, and it's, you're in the same enchanted circle over and over, and you lack something again. Listen. I know this word is for someone. After many years of trial and error, I had received this revelation that this is that part in you that not only does God have to cover, but He needs to continue covering it with Himself to the end of your life. Listen, I'll give you a revelation, and then I will go into a revelation that I personally received when the Lord revealed it to me. When He did, I was shocked because He placed everything in this right order in my life. This is why some people are different than others, because some people got to know God's purpose in their life, and they no longer have any questions about God or about themselves. They know everything. It has been revealed to them. I look at you and me with the eyes of God. That's the only way, the eyes of God. Listen. You think that the Creator created you and He created you absolutely independent? That's a mistake. You think the Creator created you, did not place something in you for Himself? Only He can take up that place. Listen to me very carefully. You do not create anything. A man cannot create anything if he doesn't include himself in there. Right? No, you probably didn't get it. A man is this comparing to the great designer, Almighty God. He does not create, the man does not create anything and does not put anything of himself in there. For instance, even the robot that they create or a computer, it will not work if a man will not turn it on. You think if we do everything and in all of this creation that man creates and invents, he puts himself in there. No, you don't get it. You don't understand how deep that revelation is. Again, I repeat it because some of your eyes look clueless. You look like you didn't have breakfast. Let's wake up. Everything that you do, you invest a part of yourself in there. You wrote a song. Who wrote it? You wrote a melody. It cannot play itself. Someone needs to play it. You created a car. Without you, nobody needs it. You understand, right? You built a house for what? To put yourself in there. You've created clothes or a phone or whatever it is. Anything, everything that we created needs a creator. That's ours. And then I point these arrows onto you. You think a creator created you and created you for you to live without him? Never. Never ever in your life. Never ever. People will not find happiness without him, because when he was creating you, he invested himself into you. You understand me, right? I want you to understand the depth of this revelation. I'm just beginning. We're going to go even deeper. He invested a part of himself into you, and he did it this way that nothing can take his place. You can try to imitate it with money, with sex, with success, with business, with relationships, whatever. But that will not take his place, because for real, we're not searching for business, we're not searching for sex, we're not searching for that small, there's this void inside of us that needs to be filled. And today we're going somewhere, church. Listen, he created you and placed in something in you that will always cry out for him to come and live in you. Beloved, why I bring these parallels in here? Because I want you to understand, if a man that is a wise being does not create anything without investing himself in, that the creation cannot live without you. It needs you. Even the same thing, like building, try not painting it or doing anything in there. Have you seen how long the building stays there when it's abandoned? 10, 15, 20 years, and then it just falls apart. The trees take it over, and it turns into earth, ground, soil. Beloved, everything needs a creator. But all-powerful God created me. He placed this thing that is lacking something. Everyone has their own. You know why you are attracted to beauty? Because he wants to become your beauty. Beloved, I tell you, listen, don't listen to me just shallow, just with your ears. No. Listen to me with your spirit, because today, this message, you could just listen to it. Oh, yeah. simply, no, beloved, you will go through 50 years and you will come back into this message. And you'll say, this is what my very being was searching for my whole life. This isn't money. You want to satisfy something. Yeah, do you eat money? Do you put money on yourself? Do you smell money? If you do that, then you have a problem. You need money to get something. Tell me, why do you need to get something? Why do you get that stuff? Why? No, listen. To satisfy something right there. Have you noticed how as soon as you bought this car that you were dreaming about your whole life, you bought it now and tell me now that in 5 years, it's not so special and you no longer need it. Tell me, if this was it, if this was the pinnacle of your desire, wouldn't you be satisfied? Why is it that the void is constantly there? You understand the message, right? I want you to listen to me with your spirit right now. We do not search for just fleshy things, material things. Everything that you are searching for is this a surrogate that takes the place of the original. You understand what it means to eat and what it means to eat like what the astronauts eat, whatever it is, comes out of this, you know, out of this package. They just squeeze things out and eat it. It's just imitation of food. In Germany, we were in a museum of a technological museum, and there they have this tube, and it says mashed potatoes with meat. And I'm thinking, what? Who put it in this tube? This isn't mashed potatoes with meat. It's some sort of garbage. It's nonsense. No. You understand what it is? What it is? We are attracted to. We want something, and everywhere we go, everything we are attracted to, it's like these tubes that says happiness or joy. And you might need a tube that says sex, or that has business on it, or you need a tube that says friends, and we walk around and squeeze all of that out. And then we understand that this is imitation, it's not real. Here's money, but what about now? Like, how many people commit suicide? Why? Because it's not money that brings happiness. They have money, they bought everything possibly that they thought they could buy, and they have, still they have a void. You know why you still dream about money? Because you don't know how empty it all is. It's all fake. Church. In us, something has been invested, something so much bigger than desire, beauty. We don't understand. Why do you wear makeup? You don't wear makeup just to show up before everybody. No, you yourself want to like yourself. First of all. Isn't it so, women? Why do you do weightlifting? I like to do weightlifting, so I'd like myself. You understand, right? There's nothing wrong with that. That's nothing bad, but we have to understand why we do all these things. We try to somehow satisfy something that will never be satisfied with the earthly things. Only for a small time, for a season. We chase mirages, and we all we have is a mouthful of sand. At the end of our lives, you understand me? From afar, it looked so good. Only with him, you can be yourself. I asked God a question this one time. I said, God, why can't I live without you? He said, Sonny, you don't understand. You, right now, you that's walking, it's not you. You can only be yourself together with me. That's the only way. You understand me, right? If there's a part in you, and you say, I'll be with him, it's not me. No, when you're together with God, this is a perfect you, complete you, because he created you to be with you. Believer, not believer, everything that is born on this earth cries out for a savior, for a creator to be with him. Even Buddhists, they cry out, Jesus help. When the plane is going down, and it's registered, they've seen it. They have it written down in the news. And they say, Lord, if you will save this plane, I will become a Christian. You know, Buddha didn't help. Jesus did help. There's something in us that doesn't cry out Buddha or Krishna or whatever his name is. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Krishna в харю.
There is something in us subconscious. It cries out for a savior. Believe or not believer, we don't understand that that your career of a model is just complete nonsense. You're not searching for it. You're searching for something, something deep and hidden for it to be satisfied. And then when you've been used and abused, went through all the couches, through all the beds, and you're like a perfect model now. Now what? Now what? Lost even more, slid even on a more dirtier place, just even deeper and garbage. Where am I going with this? I'm going to a serious revelation with this. Listen. Everything that you saw and knew and think about yourself is not perfect you. You don't even know how powerful you are, but you lack one thing in you. God never will give you. He'll never give you. You know what? God does this way. Why he created a man this way? Because he created this one individual and he was perfect. His name is what?
Lucifer.
He created him so perfect that he, him and himself, he was perfect. He never needed God. It is written in the Bible that you were perfect. You were perfect. Complete. There is nothing wrong with you. And then what? This perfect being said, I will bring my throne above the throne of the Almighty God. You know what? You know what God says? That's it. Now the creation will be created only with this one thing, that I will always be a part of that creation, always. You understand why you and me were sons and daughters? Because you and me, we cannot live without him. You think that I live. No, you're surviving, you're existing, you're that warm digging in the ground, watch TV all day, eat those chips. You don't understand that you're not searching for that satisfaction. Something is hidden on the inside of you. It's calling out. The real you is inside. It wants to come back. He says, throw out all this garbage, search for God. You hear me? You have not been created by him to live without him. And the faster you comprehend that, the faster you... That's how quickly you make it as a perfect, complete individual. You have to understand what is it to be perfect in God. Complete. Being complete is not having plastic surgery with something, whatever it is. Being perfect and complete is not to just... drink steroids and have big muscles or buy a Lamborghini that you have upon your bathroom wall. You dream about, you sit on the throne and say, I will have this car. You push the gas pedal? Why? You think this is it? This will make you perfect and complete. You can laugh, go ahead, laugh. No. Meh. Everything that you saw and you see or you know and you think you know about yourself is not perfect you. And you'll never get to know the real you until God becomes a part of you, that part that where there is still some sort of lack and a shortcoming. Imagine, he made it this way that nothing can substitute God in your life. You can set it up for a season, for a time, but you can never do that forever. Ever. Only with him. Only this way he can know his children. Only this way he can walk with them. Oh, I'll show you scriptures. It's going to be easy. Just give me a little bit more time. Are you receiving something for yourself? Yes. Everything that you're trying to do and you chase things, I'll tell you, it's a fake, it's a surrogate. It's not real, it's a clone. It's a knockoff. We try to eat all this stuff. But what you really need is God. Look. We have been created in a very unique way, and all these things that we see that we lack in ourselves, it's that emptiness, it's that void that has to be taken over by God. And remember, God did not create you this way that he came to you, touched you, and now you're perfect. No, he created you this way that he has to take you and be with you till the end of your life. Only that way you can be perfect and complete. He created you this way that when you will let him into your life, you have no right to let him out. If he will leave you, you will become the same person as you were before him. You're not 100% complete before him. You're not perfect before him. He created a small puzzle, jigsaw, and that piece can be put in there only by him, and only without piece of jigsaw, the picture will be complete. Listen. If you're blind, He wants to be your vision, your eyes. Some people say, God, heal me. You know why some people are never healed? God never heals them because He says, I want to be your vision for the to the rest of your life. Oh, for some of you, it's hard to swallow that truth because you are so hoping for healing. Let me throw this bomb your way. And I'm a completely grown person to tell some of you that God will never heal you, not because it's not His will, but because it is that void that He wants to take over in you. He wants to be with you, and you have to always know this, that without Him, you're not perfect. You understand me, right? Listen very carefully. Listen, I understand. It's hard to swallow these grown-up messages. We want some charismatic, happy, hallelujah, let's gather up all the money, and I will blow on all you, and you'll just leave this place being a millionaire. Nonsense. I want for you to know life. Look. If you're not so beautiful, according to the world, then He wants to become your beauty. If you're poor, He wants to become your riches. If you're lonely, He wants to be your true friend. Why don't you read Matthew chapter 5? It is the Sermon on the Mount. He says, blessed are you, blessed. Blessed because I will take care of all your needs. Listen.
You know, often
God does not even take away your sort of problem. He simply comes and wants to be with you together in all of this. Just sit with you and cry with you.
You know,
I'll probably tell you this, one of my problems. My problem was always in this, that I needed a friend. Listen, I tell you, I'm speaking from the heart right now. My problem was that I always needed a friend. From the very childhood, I didn't have true friends. I didn't have a father. My mother was working two jobs. She was a doctor. She was always gone. I was washing dishes, taking care of the house, vacuuming. I understood the harshness of the situation, and I will not judge either one or the other. We didn't know God back then. That's how we lived. And I knew that something was crying out in me. First of all, I didn't have a father. You know, father, first of all, he's a friend. I didn't have a friend. Anytime that I wanted to come out outside and make friends with someone, you know how we were all growing up, someone always wanted to use you and abuse you. As soon as you have something to eat, everybody's friends with you. Why? Because they wanted to eat, they were hungry. As soon as you got some sort of awesome Adidas jacket, guess why all these two guys are next to you? Because you look cool, and you're sort of cool. Take this jacket off, and the friends will leave as well. Beloved, and I understood this need, and you know what? What's very unique by coming to America, only my wife knows how these words are true and from the very bottom of my heart. Every time that I try to bring a friend near, or get a friend, let the person come close to me. Any time that I allow a person to come close to me, not just go fishing or pray together or whatnot, spend time together. No, but you understand the word friend. You understand what a friend is. It's a friend that knows that your motives, your pain of your heart, the one that you start speaking with. You didn't even understand that you even started speaking. You're just speaking and sharing your thoughts out loud. You're so comfortable with that person. You understand what it means to be to have a friend. You don't need to pick and choose your words because a friend is the one that will understand you always, at all times. And the pain of his heart, pain of my heart, was always that I always needed just simply a friend. Just a friend. Every time when I would allow a person to come near me, till this day, all the people that I would allow to come closer to me than others, they all betrayed me. Quiet, huh? Very quiet. Yes, my team, Svetlana's team, they know exactly what I'm saying here. Everyone that I would, you know, highlight brighter than somebody else, all left me, betrayed me, backstabbed me, badmouthed me, just disappeared. And God tells me, son, I've created this void in you because I am your friend till the end of your days here on this earth. And no matter how hard you try to imitate or get something else, they will trade you, betray you, because I am jealous for you and I want to be your friend. You understand, right? I hope that you will understand this, the depth of this revelation, what I just shared with you. Listen. And when I just gave up, finally, I absolutely understand all of this. And when I come to him, I say, my God, this is, he's a true friend. And this, upon this information, a message was called, that I spoke many years ago, it's called the Friend of Jesus. It changed masses of people. That message was born right there where I had the most pain, right there where I had something that was the biggest betrayal, just bloody betrayal, backstabbing. I was sitting there, I couldn't comprehend, and God says, Sonny, I'm jealous. I will not let anybody take my place in your life. And you know why? I treasure you, and I'm not letting you come near me. I'm afraid of losing you. Because I have been separated for him. And no matter how hard I try to allow somebody come near me for all these years, they always leave. And I always have this conflict. I wouldn't allow someone come near me. And I'm afraid because it's only him. That he can only take that place. Remember the heart of Abraham? Abraham's heart got attached to who? To his son. And then God tells him, bring your son into sacrifice for me. Who is God? God is a jealous God. You cannot substitute God with anything. Okay, so I shared my story with you. Tell me your story. What do you have? Some of you right now will receive your revelation right this minute. This is why you cannot substitute certain things. This is why everything around you is falling apart, because this area is untouchable. God will not allow anybody to have it. Some of you, girls, I'm sorry, you have been born by God to never ever marry, to be celibate. Third, fourth husband, betrayal. Betrayal, divorce. And God says, you are mine. It's for some. With everybody else, it's all good. What am I saying here? I'm saying that I cannot tell you who you are, really. I can only share with what I have. And you, upon that example, you can look into yourself, get to know yourself, really. Tell me. Where do you have this sort of situation in your life? You want money? What? Money? And God is a jealous God. He says, no, I'll not give it to you until you come near me. I so hope that grown-ups are listening to me. I understand those silly people that like to badmouth us, will cut certain phrases out and make another YouTube clip, whatever. But because of you, later on, people come to encounters just to check it out for themselves, so bring it on. God will not allow anything to happen if it will not work for his kingdom. So just relax and calm down. What? Some of you are inhaling, exhaling. Oh, this is what it is, huh? So these 15 years I was trying to shut this thing up and it's not quieting. This is you, God? Yes, it's him. The one that will not allow anything or anybody to touch that area. And every time you place someone there, the Lord will take that person or that thing out. Every time you try to do that, the Lord will turn it away. And then you will search for him again. And imagine, no, when everything is falling apart and you're crying, who is before you? Huh? Him. God shows up, right? So be with him. Why do you need to change the surrogate? Why would you take a clone over God? And believe me, all of us, we have an area. If it's not in friendship, like with me, then it's somewhere else, in another area. Only God will reveal to you right now, through the Holy Spirit, what it is, what it means for you. Listen. This is why, huh? God will not let anything or anybody use it or take his space. Only he can take up that place. As soon as Isaac took up the place of God, God said to Abraham, that's it, bring him into sacrifice. Nobody can take my place. Nobody can take my place. No one can touch this. Abraham was playing with his kid way too much. Look. Have you ever thought about why Moses, chosen by God, before his birth, Moses, remember Moses, before his birth, he was born, it is written, he had a speech problem. He started, think about it, why is the one that has been called by God, to save Israel, and that instrument that you need more than anything else to lead the people of Israel out has a problem. God, what is this? What is this, a joke? Or is this for real? I really need to have this. Moses. An individual that God foretold even before his birth. It was prophecy. It's been prophesied. They said, I will lead you out. Here he is, the deliverer, mumbling and stuttering and has a lisp or whatever. This is the prophet of God? Really? Translate what he just said. This is Aaron says, this is what he says here near the so-and-so. No, you're laughing, but I'm sharing with you one of the, you know, the hidden mysteries. Why is it in you? Why you are not perfect? Because God says, I will be your lips. I will be your voice, so that you would understand and comprehend that this cannot be done without me. Your tongue or your language will only be understood when I'm speaking through. Everything else will be just nonsense, just blubbering. Welcome into the reality, church. You understand what I'm saying, huh? Hallelujah. Listen. How about Esther? Oh, I love the story of Esther. Esther that was born by God. That even before being born, she had a calling upon her life. When we know that, to become a mother of all Jewish people by saving and bringing deliverance into them. She is born and becomes without parents, and she does not know her parents. She becomes an orphan. How can you be a mother if you don't even know who is your mother or father? How can you sit on the throne and experience the pain of many if you've never had the one that ever understood you? She was brought up by her cousin. You understand? Was that a mistake? Was God for real? Or was that her mission? That is the plan of God. Because he says, I am your father and your mother. I will lead you right there where you have to be. And this area, Esther, I will take care of this void. And now think about why you have hard days where you cry. Tough days. Maybe he has to take that place. Maybe, at least for once, you'll allow him to take that place, and you'll be shocked what will happen with you. Listen. Why is it Paul, one of the great apostles of the New Testament, practically wrote most of the New Testament? The church practically lives from his letters and his revelations. They study and learn from that. He had what? A thorn in his flesh. What is that? He says, three times, Lord, I've been asking, God, please. And is it that the angel of Satan that has been placed in the new translation, it means to bring pain constantly. Imagine, there's an angel, according to the will of God, is always there to constantly cause some sort of pain to Paul. And God allowed it. God, what is that? And he says, this is how I need you. This is how you will be fruitful. So you will not get prideful. Because, he says, so I will not be prideful through all my revelations that I receive. You know, all of us have that area. Some of you are hiding. No one will ever say it out loud, but listen to me, very hiding. All of us have this void or some sort of problem in our lives that has been created by God himself, and only God can take care of it. You can hide it to the end of your life. Your wife might never find out about it. The wife might not know about the wound that you have. But God knows it. And he says, Sonny, and you say, God, this is horrible. How? He says, I want to be there where it's most horrible and painful. I want to take that. I want to carry that. And say, you say, God, heal me. God says, I will not heal you. I will carry you. So what is it? I have to walk with this? Yes, walk with this and together with me. You understand, right? Are there grown-ups in this place, or some say, oh, yes, the Lord will heal me? Sometimes it's not going to happen. In 15 years, you might listen to this message, and it will make sense, huh? Beloved, have you noticed that something happens? 99% of problems is gone, but one is left. Third encounter, fourth encounter, deliverance session. Something is still there. What is that? It's that void, it's that area, and sometimes it's not that pretty, but he has to fill that void. Listen. We always look at our lack, the things, the shortcomings, and we get discouraged in ourselves. But I will reveal to you the secret, very powerful secret. The Lord never meant for you to live without him. You know why we got in all these deep problems and pain? Because we fell out of his presence. No matter what problems Adam had, there was someone that would overshadow him, that was always with him every day of his life. It says that only with me, God says, you can be yourself. Only with me you can be perfect and complete. I hope that this morning, this message will help you. It will not discourage you. It will help you. And you will come out and say, God, that means that there is an area in my life where it's just you and me. Yes, there is a place like that in your life where it's just you and God alone. Look, right now, I want to go into one of the unique revelations for me. So, Exodus 3:13. I will read the New Translation, Exodus 3:13. Listen to me very carefully. Listen. And Moses said to God, behold, when I come to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? And what shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And this, beloved, something so powerfully said in that to comprehend that you need to spend a lot of time with God. I am who I am. Jehovah, Jehovah is Yahweh. Yahweh is the name, his name, Yahweh. These are the acronyms that the Jewish people are afraid to say. I want to show to you from my side, I'm not saying that I know everything, I'm some sort of scholar. No, I want to show to you what has been revealed to me by God, the function of this name. When he revealed this function to me, I was shaken. The foundation of my Christianity in life was shaken. When he revealed to me this name, Yahweh, YHWH, Yahweh, Jehovah, I am. It's the same thing. Listen. I am who I am, what I am, and I will be what I will be. And he said, you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me. God said also to Moses, this shall you say to the Israelites, the Lord, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name. It will, shall always be Jehovah. Oh, you will understand something right now. My name forever will be Jehovah, and I am to be remembered through this name to all generations. His name, Jehovah, has all names of God in it together. Listen to me very carefully. I'm telling you. Okay, hold on. So many different arguments and wars and theories about this area, because this is where the most mysteries are hidden. Listen, Exodus, let's read on. Exodus 4, next chapter. I'm reading a little further. I want you to understand this whole scripture. Exodus 4:10. And Moses continues speaking with God. We remember this conversation. We've read this before. And Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I am not eloquent or a man of words, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant. God says, what? Do I not know that anyway? Listen. Nor since you have spoken to your servant. How can you encounter a live God, face-to-face encounter with God, and not receive healing? And not just healing. He says this is one of the biggest, most important factors in your life. Why? Because I am doing it. Listen very carefully. When God revealed this to me, I said, I'll tell you this. I was sitting there, I felt that my whole office was shaking. Because it just dropped on me. Prior to flow of speech, and have a heavy and awkward tongue. In other words, he's not healed. You know that I have a speech problem, and the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Bam. Question. Who has made man's mouth? Or who can make the man dumb or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, Jehovah? Listen to me very carefully. When Moses asked, what is your name? And later on, God took me to many different sources, and I started going deeper and deeper. I was captivated by the word Jehovah. And what has that got to do with that? What is that?
It's a mystery.
Great mystery that the Lord is leading you in to reveal to you something big and grand. Listen. And when Moses asked him, what is your name? He told him, I am Jehovah. In other words, I am what you need at this moment. We know that. Yes, let's move on. I am what will make you perfect. You hear me? He says, I am Jehovah. I am that part that you lack inside of you. Listen to me very carefully. What is the name of God Jehovah? In Russian, if I would say it, it's the one that creates, makes things happen, makes things real. Jehovah, he gives, he becomes, he is. Again. He gives and becomes. Listen to me very carefully. Jehovah, he gives and he becomes. He gives you and then he becomes that. You understand me? When he told him who I am, when this name was brought before Israel, all of them received everything that they needed. Those that were sick no longer were sick. The ones that were dying did not die. The ones that were poor, all of them. And then God says, I will walk and overshadow you like Jehovah, the one that gives, the one that brings to fruition, the one that makes it happen. In other words, he brought him into wilderness to show them that even in the wilderness you live better than wherever else. Because I fulfill every need. And in the wilderness, they had water. Of course, they mumbled and grumbled, but we're not saying it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Jehovah, God, who is, I am. And he says, when you tell him, God, have you ever said words kind of like this to God? God, I can't really speak. I have a problem. I can't do this. I didn't finish the school. I can't pray. I didn't even read the Bible completely. I'm that. And he would continue telling you, I'm Jehovah. Jehovah. No, I'm going to knock this into you. Jehovah. Jehovah. And if I didn't have a Bible college in me, the one Jehovah comes and all the Bible colleges are in there right away with him. You hear me? Jehovah, I am, takes the place and fulfills everything that you lack, things that you lacked in that moment when I need it. God says, I become that because Jehovah, he is my part. You understand me?
Oh,
I believe that there are grown-ups here that just understood this revelation. You don't need to ever worry about anything because Jehovah, I am, he is your God. You need bread? You will have bread. He says, my children, be calm. I am your God. Everything that you lack in you is just me. I am. I will fulfill that. I have created that to show you me. I've taken you into the wilderness. Well, we couldn't just go through the bushes, some sort of pathway on the side in the wilderness. Yes, wilderness, because in the wilderness I want to show you how big and grand I am. I want to impress you. Why through the sea? We couldn't just walk through the land? No. We couldn't just be transported? Yes, you can. You can appear in one place and be in the other place? Of course you could. But God wanted to put on the show. Say, I am Jehovah. I will fulfill every need that you have, everything that you lack at this moment. You don't have a husband, I'm your husband. You don't have a wife, I am your wife. You don't have food, I'm your food. Oh, do not misunderstand me and pervert this in your mind. I'm speaking into spiritual people in a spiritual language right now. I'm not touching the flesh right now. No matter what you need, is me, God says, and there's a need that I can fill. And then there's also this need that voiding you that you'll always need me. I will overshadow you at all times. I will be with you. God says, I'm in your life always. I will always be Jehovah. Why? Because you will always need something. If you will not need anything, then you don't need Jehovah. And he says, I will be over you always, like I am Jehovah, because no matter where you go, you will need me. Oh, how I love this. How I love this. You're not perfect and complete. You didn't get to know Jehovah. You don't know I am God of I am. He gives you and becomes. And he gives and becomes. He leads to fulfill. Give us our daily bread. Stay. You know, this prayer is for Jehovah to fulfill that lack in my life, that void. Beloved, Jesus, I want the church to understand this revelation. If you don't understand this, you will feel free. You will no longer have needs or complain and cry, everybody left me. You know, sometimes people call and say, please help me financially. You know why everybody leaves you and drops you? Because the Lord does this on purpose. He shut the doors because you have to go through all of this and encounter Jehovah. He wants to fulfill that void. And if I will help you, then I'll be your Jehovah. And if I'm your Jehovah, then you're doing idol worshiping. You understand the level of this revelation, right? If cursed is any man that put his trust in man. You know why? Because the one that trusts the man, you trust the man. You make that man Jehovah. This is why God says you are cursed, because someone took up the place of God. You understand the level of this scripture? The one that curses are you if you trust the man, you put your trust in them, because when you trust the man, that man takes the place of the I am, of God, of Jehovah. Hello. Your husband took the place of I am. Your wife, your boss, your children, whatever. God is a jealous God. He will not allow anybody to take his place. It is I am, and only I am. And then you look. Death, 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 destruction. Why? He is a jealous God. Only him. Only to him. Lord, have mercy. If someone starts worshiping me, oh, Lord, have mercy. You know what? Jehovah just covers me and keeps me safe. You understand? Jehovah just kind of covers all my mistakes and all the nonsense that I do. You know? Yeah, I'm a free person. I can say whatever you want, even slang, so whatever. I don't care what people think about me. I'm free my thoughts as well. Why is it? Sometimes you look and you freak out. You know, if I really show you what religion sees right now. One time I want to do some sort of puppet play. What religion sees? Someone give me shoes? No, kids. Some sort of kids. Somebody, anybody has kids on. Man kids. Give me those shoes. I'm going to show you something. You want to go into the brain of religion and see how they see things? You sure? I'm going to explain this to you. Hold on. Look. So, what does religion see? During the preaching when I preach. Шаповалов preaches. Your rear, your behind. Your goat, garbage.
We can continue going on and on and on. Tell me, what did you take from this message?
Tell me, if you would listen to it this way, what did you see? Tell me, truthfully, what did you see? If you were in, you were in the church, for instance, that was the message, what did you see? You saw a sweaty guy that screams all the time, laughs all the time, speaks strange things, street slang, wears Keds, and always stuff is flying everywhere. And then you ask yourself, ask a question. You didn't say anything? You didn't hear anything? Their ears do not hear. Jesus says, you will look, you see with your own eyes and not see. They were looking at Christ and said, same thing, that he is possessed. He's got a devil in him. You understand me, correct? No one sees the resurrected dead. No one sees the healed people. Nobody sees any of that. He says, oh, he's casting out demons with the power of demons. What? Is there anything new under the sun? It's all the same. It repeats itself. History repeats itself. Whew, we finished with that theater. Let's go back into the message. I really wanted to do this one time. To show you, to our people, for them to understand, you just saw with their own eyes what they see. This is me preaching, how they see it. And this is what they usually cut out, because they don't see anything else. By the way, cut that out. This is going to be so much fun. Make a clip of that. It's going to be powerful. Back into the message. So, cursed is a person who puts his trust in the man. It's not that you came to someone and asked, oh, please help me and pray for me. God says, cursed is when you really, really trust a person, when you depend. It's just, this is the only thing in your life, this one thing dominant in your life, this thing, this person. You betrayed me, everybody left me. Have you seen people like that? They always complain. Not a son, not my daughter. You know what? You are doing idol worshiping right now. Just shut your mouth. God will shut the doors to show you that I am Jehovah, not him, him or her. He will shut your doors. Your business will go and fall apart. Because your boss is not your Jehovah. God is your Jehovah. Listen, I want you to receive this revelation. You've been created as with this void that you will have this void that will always need God. I'm just covered and protected by God as soon as Jehovah departs from me. Oh Lord, have mercy! If God departs from you, have mercy, Lord. He covers. He smooths things out, and we see each other in love. We are covered with Jehovah. Remember Balak, the prophet? He had to curse Israel, but as soon as he started speaking, he wanted to curse. Blessings would come out of his mouth. And what was he saying? There is no uncleanness in my people. Why? What? They didn't have problems? They had problems. Why was God saying that? Because, you know what? Tell me, can God lie? In that moment, he covered everything with himself. He said, no, there is nothing wrong with my people. My Israel is clean and pure. You know why I always want to walk with Jehovah? I don't care what you think about me. It's not important.
Because I've taken off my focus off of you. I've taken off the focus off of me. You the one judges me. You think you don't have problems. You have three times worse than I do. You're just not on the screen of the TV or and they haven't done clips about you. We are covered by Jehovah, and all the problems and rough places are covered by him. God wants to cover not anyone else, but just me. And that's the part that has a problem. It draws on God's presence, on God, and calls upon him. God, come help me. You wake up in the morning, God says, call upon me, and I will satisfy you, and I will complete you.
осуществляющий, творящий, делающий, существующий.
He's the creator, the one that gives and becomes the power of this revelation. He is mine and your, the part that is necessary, that is lacking. He is our completeness. You came to the Red Sea. Do what I tell you. Let the feet of the priest step into the water, and the water became a wall on both sides, because he says, I am Jehovah. What else do you need? Do you need food? Wake up in the morning. I am Jehovah. You need water for drinking. The water starts flowing because I am Jehovah in the desert. He's trying to teach his children in the desert, everything that you need, you will find it in me. And they could not understand that truth, and they all died in the desert because they've seen Jehovah. In the desert, as a pillar of light, fire, and a pillar of cloud, He is the one. I pray that this revelation would impact you today, and that there is a completeness found in Him. If you cannot speak properly, He will cause for the next generations to read about you. And just like Moses wrote the first five books in the Bible, a man that could not speak properly wrote the first five books in the Bible, where there was a great lack, there is a great glory there, and they read what he wrote many years ago. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he wants to become that for you. If you are barren, in the process, he wants to release a nation out of your womb. Do you remember Anna, the mother of Samuel? And only when she called upon who? Jehovah? So many years she prayed. So many years she was barren. She said, God, you are Jehovah, and if you give, he will be yours. And God said, I hear you now. And he gives her a son and takes him away. And this man changes the whole generation in Israel. He anoints kings. We all know Samuel, the prophet Samuel. That is who our God is. If you have a pain, God is waiting for you there. You have a need in the dark places there. That's where God is waiting for you. That's where you're going through the valley and through the desert. That's where Jehovah is waiting for you. We are created for him, whether you want to agree to this or not, until he becomes a part of you.
Ну скажите мне, кто вот просто будет вот сидеть и идти, вот просто вот по тротуару едет на своей Феррари и говорит, покаюсь, я поеду, а?
You know, is there anyone that would drive their own Ferrari, has lots of cash in their pockets, and one day like, hey, why don't I give my life to God? That doesn't happen. It's necessary for that Ferrari to crash into a wall. And they put you together, and only one eye is left and one tooth. And then, most likely, that's how people give their life to God. And when they're barely put together. And God's like, well, could you not come earlier when you were... But now I have to be your feet, I have to be your arms. You know, just like that, no one desires to, you know, have God as part of their life. But when you have no choice, Abraham and you, Sarah, are barren, they cry out for God. God says, you shall receive a son. And he gave him a son. He did try to help out Jehovah. Do you remember a moment with Hagar, their slave girl. And God said, no, the son will come from Sarah. But Abraham relaxed way too much. And he had another son with Hagar, Ishmael. God, you're so busy. You're so busy. I'll make another son with another woman. And decided to take matters into his own hands. And God says, no, 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 Ishmael is not mine. Because you just spat into my face. And you just... And God says, I said that I will give through Sarah, the barren Sarah, through her, a son of covenant will be born. And that's how it happened. You know, send aside Ishmael, but... And he had a son through Sarah. You know what I'm excited about as it comes to, as we speak about the creation of God, the insects, the animals. Notice that all of them, none of them need Jehovah. They're all satisfied and happy with their life. But look at the animal world. In the Amazon, how beautifully in the Amazon rainforest, how the parrots fly, colorful parrots. And they look so happy looking at a deer, a male and a female, as they're walking in the field. They look beautiful. And they look happy because they're created, they're complete. But we are not. We're not fully complete. You know, try to put, you know, bring into your life everything that you think that would satisfy you. Still on the inside, you will be unsatisfied. Something will still yell at you, God, I'm still lacking. There's something is missing. You know what's missing? Jehovah, the part that is missing. And you know what? He was the one that will make you happy. And he will cover you as much as you needed. You need. If you have 70% missing on the inside of you, he will cover you 70%. If you need 99%, he will cover that 99%. And the one that is on a wheelchair but with God will be satisfied than the one that has legs. Because he's covered by Jehovah. Remember a man named Nick, an invalid, the one that they bring and sit up on the pulpit, doesn't have legs, doesn't have arms. And you look into his eyes, and you don't see that in anyone else's eyes. What you see in his, he's complete and satisfied in God. If people ask him if you want to be healed and made whole, he says, "Don't even lay your hands on me because I am holding whole in God." See, you don't understand life. You need Jehovah. You need the one that covers everything and everyone. And as much as you need, he will cover it all. You don't need anointing. You don't need ministry. You don't need recognition. You need to run after him. This revelation is really burning on the inside of me. And so the animal kingdom does not need, but humans, we need him. And you feel like your happiness is something that you do not possess right now, and that's so not true. Feeling that your happiness is something that you're not possessing. And it's not true.
Minus 40.
You're far from the truth. You're wasting your time. And at the end of it all, whether you're 15 or 100 years old, you will always come back to Jehovah. because he says that I am your, the one that completes you. I am Yahweh. I'm the one that makes you complete. All those parts you're missing. He says, I am the one. You will understand that you don't need legs when you come to him. If you're missing a leg, you will understand who you are. All your answers, all your questions will be answered in him. People are looking for beauty, for wealth, for popularity. They believe that these things will bring them happiness, and they become discouraged in the end. And so many of them end up in committing suicides. So many stories like that we've heard. What happened? They tried everything, but they were missing one thing. Someone won a lottery, won money, and finally at the end understood that that money didn't make him happy, committed a suicide. That's how it happens in this world. So all these people, they look for all these things apart from God. But really what we're looking, it's not these factors that make us happy. You want to buy this car. You want to buy this car because you have a particular opinion about yourself and what will make you happy. You know, you could be so happy just walking around in a pair of jeans, ripped jeans, and a white t-shirt. Somebody else might look at you and judge you. Look at him the way he dresses. But you know what? But he already, this particular person in ripped jeans, he finally understood what life is, that all these things do not matter, that his God, Jehovah, is the provider, will provide every need that he might have. And so here we are, all searching. You know, you don't eat the money mixing it with ketchup. No. You collect the money, you fold them, and then you go and buy some stuff, like clothes. But we're talking about that particular feeling that you get, an emotion or a feeling when you do buy that particular clothes, or that 70th purse, ladies, that you've got that sits in your closet. Because what you're trying to fulfill is that need, that feeling, that satisfaction on the inside that's looking for God. If you really think about it, we all looking for this reality. Somebody wants to become a model. Somebody becomes a businessman. Somebody drops everything and moves to a next location and tries to be fulfilled there. But all we are searching for the same thing. It's a satisfaction on the inside. It's a satisfaction that we're looking for. Something that will calm you down. Something that will bring comfort to you. But God says, I give you peace the way the world could never give it to you. He can only one, the only one. And then when the living God becomes a part of you, you experience such a wholeness in your being. So being complete, it's not the one that satisfied all their needs on their own, but allowed God Jehovah to come in and make you complete. Give God glory. Let's arise. Even right now, just rejoice. And just rejoice and understand what I tell you. It's one of the main names of God. And that's, you know, a whole purpose of a man is really to go back to God and find him. It's a reality of your existence on this earth. You know, as we are here on the earth, going through a process, we start understanding there's so many problems that we face every single day. And you know, it's all only for one purpose alone, is that you would reach out for God, and that you would take upon His burden, which is so light. And He has so much grace for us. This is what He's revealed to me. And I reached up out to Him, and I felt like I was satisfied and completed in Him. And just like an example, where you take water and start pouring it out, it starts filling all the little cracks, all the little places, and I've allowed God in a similar way to come and enter me in my life, and all those places where I've been hurt and where I had pain and I had suffering and oppression. And I pray, Jehovah, come and restore me and fill me. Cursed is the man that places his trust in a man. Don't ever look for a man. Never look for a man. Don't ever go after a man. Look for God. Look for your provider. He is your part, and He is your portion. He is your God. He is your personal God. He is the one that wants to transform you, to cover you, and to be with you for the rest of your days. He is the fulfiller, the provider. Worship Him this morning. Give Him glory. And promise Him that you will never go after a man. Let God, the Lord Almighty, be your... Be your comfort. You are alone. You are the best one. Lord, you are the best one. And I love you, God. Cover me. Overshadow me, God Jehovah. Fill our lives. Fill all in all. We thank you, Lord. You are my treasure, God. You are my beloved. You are my beloved. I am yours forever. And man will never be my support. Never. You are my food. You're my drink. You're my God. You're my God. You're my God. My personal God. And I place all of my reliance upon you, all my trust upon you. You have created me. And you have created a realm in me that is always in the need that you could only always fill. Only you could fill. And it does not matter if I lose or obtain. It doesn't matter. He was poured out into me, and now He transforms me, and He changes me, and He transfigures me now into His image. He's mine, and He's yours.